The future of retiree healthcare costs is on the rise. Not a big shock at all to anybody who's paying even the slightest bit of attention. And we're going to talk about that this week here on Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts.
Welcome into Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts with CPA and personal financial specialist, Phil Putney. Now let's get rolling with today's show.
Hey everybody, welcome into the podcast. Phil and I once again to talk investing, finance, and retirement. And retiree healthcare costs is going to be the topic of conversation today. Employee Benefit Research Institute released numbers for 2023 showing an 8% increase in retiree healthcare costs for the year. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we'll share the article as well and see some of the information. Phil, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Yeah. After tax season, so all's good.
Yeah. You and I are an interesting sad sack on today's podcast yeah, episode. Yeah. I'm getting sick with a pollen cold something, and you just like you've got like 3 hours of sleep going on.
Yeah, it was a short night last night. I flew in on a red eye out coming out of a conference, but it is what it is. We'll make it through.
You got to do the diligence, right? You got
to. That's right. That's right.
So we're here for you.
That's right.
To edumacate. Well, let's talk about this article a little bit here again.
Sure.
That we'll put up in here. It's the link to it. So a typical U.S. couple will need as much as $413,000, Phil, to cover their healthcare expenses in retirement. A typical U.S. couple, 400 yes. grand. That's an 8% increase from a year ago. Again, according to this EBRI. How do you take that? What do you make of that?
It doesn't surprise me. Healthcare goes up exponentially, even more so than just general CPI. I mean, frankly, when we're building it out in a plan, we're doing about 1.5, almost 2 times what we would build out as normal inflation.
Okay.
Yeah. So we use around 2.8 as kind of a 20-year historical average for normal traditional inflation, CPI type inflation. And then we're going to use 5% on medical, you know, and unfortunately, that's just the reality of medical, right? It goes up quicker, much like education, right? Yeah. I mean, it outpaces inflation almost every year or so. And well, this year was no exception.
No exception. Yeah. And the system that we put in place, I mean, we all know it's broken, right? It's definitely not. In good standing at all. So like here's a little excerpt, for example, to have a 50% chance of meeting healthcare expenses, a 65-year-old man enrolled in Medigap Part G with average premiums would have to have about $106,000 saved for healthcare, and a female about $128,000 according to the study. So that's out of pocket, right? That's an addition to.
Right. So they're talking about basically premiums, the cost of healthcare plus any out-of-pocket expenses, which, I mean, it kind of leads into some of the different types of plans in Medicare. So a Plan G is one of the best plans you can get right now under Medicare. It's going to cover everything Medicare doesn't, from hospitalizations, you know, doctor, outpatient, those kind of things. Doesn't get into prescription drugs. That's a whole other avenue, another coverage. And actually, he mentions that in there. But with that kind of coverage, a Plan G, the only out-of-pocket you would have is going to be what's called the Part B deductible. So there's an annual deductible this year for 2024. It's $240. So, I mean, it's really what, you know, most might consider kind of a Cadillac plan, so to speak. I mean, you're paying more in premium. Your exposure should be pretty low from out-of-pocket. So,
but that was like 50% chance of meeting those.
And that's only exactly that was the thing that caught me is okay, who wants to plan for 50%, you know, the 50-50 chance that you might have enough.
You know, and then it goes on to say, if you want a 90% chance, you're looking at 184 grand for the dudes and 217,000, which oddly enough, you know, is
well. So women live longer. I saw that in there. I mean, that's the reason. Right. So they live longer is typically why it's going to be a higher cost because there's more years of coverage.
But I mean, that's $350,000 if you're a couple, right? And of course, then taking in drug expenses, that's where you get to that 413.
Right. Once you layer on additional, you know, if they're in kind of the higher cost drugs, you know, if you get into those higher tiers when you get into the drug plans, I mean, then that can throw a whole nother curveball. You know, now there was the recent enactment where they're going to cap what the exposure is, you know, so I mean, that'll help. From the drug plan standpoint.
Right, from that
side.
You know,
with the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, there is some help there. But the reality is, it's a huge expense you have to plan for in retirement.
And I guess what's got me thinking, and it's the same thing he kind of points out a little bit here, if you're doing a traditional 60-40 portfolio, mm-hmm. making 3-5%, how the hell are you going to keep up with the Medicare costs just on that alone, let alone the rest of everything else you got to deal with in living? I mean, it just feels like we have put people in a real pickle. Like, oh, it is. What the hell do we do about it?
You know, and so, I mean, he mentions, you know, one of the ways to approach it is, well, maybe don't go with the Medigap. You know, the supplemental plans, and there's a lot of people that go over to the Advantage plans, which kind of quick Medicare 101, the difference is going to be a Medigap plan is going to be in addition to your Medicare. So it's going to cover anything that Medicare doesn't cover, any out-of-pockets, deductibles, copays, depending on which plan you have. And we mentioned Plan G is that top plan. It covers basically everything.
It's, so it's a way to get yourself 90% to this point.
Yeah. Covered. I mean, it's kind of, you have the premium and everything else should be covered besides the small deductible. And then you got to look at health or prescription drugs.
Right.
Another alternative is going to the Advantage plan, which that's managed care, right? So now we're back into HMO PPO type of plans. The Medigap or the Plan G they're talking about, the supplementals, those are wide open, right? So there is no network. You can go to any doctor, hospital in the country, as long as they accept Medicare. So there's lots of flexibility, especially if you travel. So there's a lot of other factors that play into this, right? That's one of them. So the Medigap plan gives you much more flexibility. The Advantage plan doesn't, right? Because they're based on the zip code you're in. So it's based on county.
Okay.
So if you go outside that county, now you're back to that concept of in and out of network and all the other moving parts. But from a pure cost standpoint, premium standpoint, so to speak, typically your Medicare Advantage plans are going to be less costly. You know, and they mention a zero cost, which basically means there is no additional premium to the insurance company. They get paid effectively the Part B premium that you send to Medicare. Medicare turns around and sends that to the insurance company because it's managed care. They're responsible for your care. Medicare is technically out of it at that point.
Yeah. And so, he talks a little bit about that same 50% chance from earlier.
Right. So, I mean, it drops down those.
Drastically reduced.
But, I mean, I think that's somewhat deceptive too, because when he's talking about, you know, it's a zero cost plan, and he does mention it in there. The reality is those kind of plans have a lot higher deductibles, copays, max, what they call maximum out of pocket. You know, so if you hit your deductibles and copays each year, there's a certain amount in a plan that you're going to have to pay or you could pay before then the insurance company starts paying everything.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. Yeah. You've got to weigh both sides of it. You know, what fits your scenario? If you're very cost conscious or need to be just because of your budget. Mm-hmm. Sometimes then the Medicare Advantage plan is going to be the better or maybe the only option. Just understand kind of the pros and cons. You know, what are the limitations of that? How does it work? You know, are you comfortable with the HMO PPO type of plan? Which, I mean, the reality is most of the plans we have today, even through an employer, are that type of a plan. You know, you're tied into some kind of network. So yeah, there's always a trade-off. Yeah.
So let me ask you, in your guys' practice, how do you deal with some things when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid, for example? Because I know, obviously, there's a ton of stuff you got to keep up with on your own.
Right.
And many advisors' offices, they usually have somebody that kind of is a Medicare specialist that they can refer to or something like that.
Yeah. Well, let me approach it from two aspects, because, I mean, really what we're talking about here is kind of the cost. You know, what is the cost going to be planning for that? And this is shining a spotlight on that cost by itself, right? Which, it's important to understand. But the reality is that should be part of a bigger plan. You know, so when we're building out a plan, it is one of the expenses that we break off, right? We'll have your kind of your core living expenses. What does it cost to live? You know, what do you want that net spendable income? In addition to that, then we always layer on the cost of Medicare, you know, both Part A or Part B. And then typically in a plan, we're going to build in a Plan G like this, just because it's a more known cost. We don't have those variables then of what the deductibles, the copays might be. Gotcha. Kind of a safer bet from that, you know, that standpoint. So that's how we handle that piece of it. The reality though is ultimately when you're looking at a, you know, individual scenario, you need to have somebody that knows Medicare inside and out. And we have Brandon in my office, who's my son-in-law, actually helps all our clients with that. So,
right.
And it's a whole other part of the practice that we work not only just with our clients, but other clients outside of the tax or the investment management, and helping them walk through that decision. Because if any of you are at that age, or, you know, are approaching age 65, where all of a sudden you're faced with this decision, your mailbox is going to be full. Your voicemail is going to be full. Because everyone is trying to you know, sell you on something, you know, and everyone's got their own opinion on how it works. And if you watch any TV around that time, that's all you see is Medicare Advantage, you know, all these different commercials from the different companies out there.
For sure.
And it's very confusing. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, you know. So we teach a class on an ongoing basis on Social Security and tax. That's my side of it. My son-in-law teaches Medicare, you know. So these are two main aspects in retirement that clients need to know. You know, what are you faced with Medicare? How do all these pieces fit together?
Well, how often do you guys teach those classes?
Typically, we do them once a month, mm-hmm. February through like May, and it will stop again, pick up in August through November. You know,
gotcha.
So,
so a good chunk of the year.
You can catch a good chunk of the year. We take summertime off, and it's, you know, around the holidays, take that off. People are busy enough with other things. But so to me, with all of it, number one is education. You've got to understand pros and cons, all these pieces, especially as it comes to Medicare, because one of the things that isn't kind of relating to the cost but relates to that topic is some of those decisions you make are going to be permanent, right? So
yes,
when you first elect into Medicare in an Advantage plan or get into a supplemental plan, there is no underwriting. You get to go to whatever company you want. They have to accept you. Mm. If in the future, you know, and this happens unfortunately often, where clients will look at the dollars only and say, well, you know, hey, I don't use the doctor that much. I'm in pretty good health. I'm going to go with one of these very low cost plans today, which works, you know. But the reality is now 5-10 years down the road, you get diagnosed with something, you know, you have a chronic condition, whatever it is, and you start to need more care. And that plan now becomes very expensive because of all the deductibles and copays you have to pay. Well, you might want to switch at that point, but now you might not be able to do it, right? Because now you have to go through medical underwriting. There's a set of questions they'll ask you. An insurance company has an option. They can say, yeah, we'll take you on, but we're going to take you at standard, or we're going to take you on, but we're going to rate you, so your premium is going to be a lot higher. Or they can just say, no, I think we're going to pass. We're not going to cover you. And they don't have to at that point. So
no, very true.
There's a couple of exceptions in there to understand, but just go into an understanding. Like I said, education's key, right? Go into an understanding your pros and cons and how it works. So,
well, you know, at the end of the day, right? Healthcare costs are on the rise. They typically outpace regular inflation.
Yes.
Lord knows about crazy inflation that we've been seeing. Yep. So you got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy. And if you need some help, I mean, attending a class, you know, like Phil and Brandon teach is certainly a good idea, but just getting some more information and understanding what it is that you got or what it is that you might have and need to have certainly can be paramount, because it can get pretty costly and really chip away and eat away at that retirement portfolio. So if you need some help, get onto the calendar with Phil at philstaxhacks.com. That's philstaxhacks.com, or call him at 248-888-7530. Numbers on the screen for those of you checking us out on YouTube. And don't forget, while you're on YouTube, hit the little subscribe button and the little thumbs up button for notifications. That way you get future episodes when they come out. And you can also check out past episodes and all that good jazz as well. And they're also on Spotify and Apple. So find it all at philstaxhacks.com. Phil, thanks for hanging out and breaking down this a little bit. It's on the rise, man. So nothing we can do about it except for plan, right?
You got to plan for it.
Got to plan for it and figure out where you're going to get the money from. And that's where the planning comes in. So we'll see you next time here on Phil's Tax Hacks and Other Retirement Facts.
Investment advisory services offered through AFS Wealth Management. The content of this program is provided for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Investments and/or investment strategies involve risk, including the possible loss of principal. There is no assurance that any investment strategy will achieve its objectives.